Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 658,837 views on Monday, September 17, 2018, our article of the day is Music of Austin, Texas. Music of Austin, Texas, Austin's official motto is the live music capital of the world because on any given night, one can find over 100 venues showcasing a wide variety of free, live music performances. Austin is also famed for the SXSW and the Austin City Limits, ACL, music festivals which showcase an eclectic array of live musical talent from across the globe. The greatest concentration of music venues in Austin are located around 6th Street, the Warehouse District, Downtown, Central East Austin, South Congress, the Red River District, the University of Texas, South Lamar, and South Austin. The modern definition of Austin music emerged in 1972 when a new form of country music exploded on the scene that turned its back on Nashville and embraced the counterculture. Eddie Wilson had opened the Armadillo World Headquarters music venue in 1970, which drew large crowds to alternating country and rock music shows. But it was 1972 when a minimally successful Willie Nelson left Nashville once and for all and moved to Austin, joining several other talented nonconformists and recent transplants including Michael, Martin, Murphy, Marsha Ball, Steve Earle, Gary P. Nunn, Jerry Jeff Walker, Ray Wiley Hubbard, Waylon Jennings and others. Willie grew his hair long and figured out how to bring the hippies and the rednecks together. His audiences at the Armadillo began to cross-pollinate and what resulted was a scene that no one had ever seen before on New Year's Eve. Austin's local Coke.fm radio station switched to a new format geared to the mixed crowds, first called country rock, and later progressive country. By November of that year, the first pilot for the iconic Austin City Limits was being filmed with Willie. Billboard magazine named Coke the most innovative radio station in the country, and Austin had a national reputation thanks largely to the reporting of Rolling Stone stringer Chet Flippo, who seemed to get a dispatch from the Armadillo into every issue. Austin became renowned for nurturing talented musicians who did not fit the mold anywhere else, and were drawn in by the creative vibe, liberal politics, and the low cost of living in what was then a laid-back capital city whose largest employers were the University of Texas and state government. Austin's reputation continued to grow and become celebrated for its folk, blues, jazz, bluegrass, Tejano, Zydeco, New Wave, punk, and indie music scenes. The city also supports two orchestras, the Austin Symphony and Austin Civic Orchestras, as well as the Austin Opera and the Austin Baroque Orchestra and La Folia Austin Baroque. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:25 UTC on Tuesday, September 18, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Music of Austin, Texas. This podcast is produced by Abul Sme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Sme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.